Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who truly understand the meaning of Thanksgiving week, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Yes, indeed, it is the week of Thanksgiving, and when I was in the cattle business, it was a time when things really started to slow a bit following a very busy and hectic fall season. What I remember most as a kid was hunting with my dad. Most years, he had just a little more time. We were on break from school, and both of us really enjoyed being in a goose pit or peeking over the bank of a stock dam in the hopes that a few mallards might be setting in the open water. In fact, in that regard, one of my most memorable Thanksgiving mornings was, I think, the year 1958. Nasty day, snow in the air, northwest wind, a little bit on top of zero. Chores were done, we're just finishing breakfast, and my dad said, let's go see if we can get us a goose. They were coming off the river to feed, and rather than crawl in a pit, he decided we should just lay down in a road ditch and see if we could get lucky. After a few hours, I was so cold I could barely move, but we had three big old honkers, even more fun, and I felt as close to him as I ever had. You know who wasn't having as much fun that morning? Mother. She started the day about 4 to get the turkey going, along with all her other daily tasks, yet she took time to sit down and play that old upright Baldwin piano while she was working. We were beef people, but I do not remember Thanksgiving when the meal wasn't built around turkey. By the way, this is a good time to thank our state's turkey producers, who raise an average of 5 million turkeys each year. Each of those birds, during a lifetime, will gobble down a bushel of corn and a third of a bushel of soybean. You know what? This is also a perfect time to extend a sincere and heartfelt thank you to each and every farm and ranch family who provide us with the most nutritious, abundant, and economical food to be found anywhere in the world. Nothing comes easy for you folks, and yet you continue to keep us fed. From all of us at South Dakota Corn, have a health-filled and blessed Thanksgiving, and thanks a million for all that you do.